Welcome, everybody, to Spirit Connection. This is Doug Addison. So glad you're joining us. It's May 2016, and we do this the first Wednesday of every month, and it is Wednesday, May 4th, and yes, May the 4th be with you. I don't know how many times you probably heard that today, but I've got some really cool new prophetic words for May, a powerful activation time. Also, if you're joining us live, we've got Jenny, Pam, and Amber are in the chat room, so you can actually chat in your questions. If you're listening to this later on the web, on the replay, you won't have that ability to do that. But hey, listen, submit. What we want to do now with the questions is we're kind of refocusing more on the prophetic words and the subject with what we're dealing with to activate them in your life, as opposed to doing dream interpretation. I just want to let you know that we're realizing that dreams take much more time than we have on these webcasts. And so we run dream interpretation webinars actually a few times a year where we have more hours involved to interpret your dreams. And also check out my Dream Crash course. It has everything you need to learn to interpret your dreams. If you're already a dream interpreter, it will get you to the next level. Simply go to my website, DougAddison.com, and check all that out. And hey, stay connected with me on Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram is Doug T. Addison. And also, the Daily Prophetic Words. Most people know me for those. You can do hashtag Daily Prophetic. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. Get them by email. That's what I do. Yes, my own. So I can copy them into my journal. And so go to, that's again at my website. While you're there at my website, simply click on the free ebook on how to hear the voice of God clearly for yourself. And it's going to really open things up for you. So let's get started. God, we thank you for all the things that you're doing right now. We thank you that you're going to release something new at a higher level, because the winds of change have been blowing very hard, and that there's some realignment happening. So Father, we just ask now, through the webcast, through the replay and iTunes and anywhere that you're listening to this right now, that God transcends all things. In fact, he's using the internet at a higher level than ever before. So we ask for an impartation tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all right. So May is a time that God is restoring new hope. He's giving us an infusion of hope is what I saw. And over the past few months, God has been blowing that on the dry bones of creativity and prophetic promises that were given to you in the past. These are things that you may have heard, or God spoke to you that didn't come about. Also, there's things going on beneath the surface right now that are going to start to spring to new life with this breeze from God. These are forgetting promises and prayers, things that haven't been answered. So be open. Listen, be open to the answer looking differently than you originally envisioned, because God is restoring things. But sometimes with prophetic especially, sometimes things have to shift, and sometimes it will come out different than we thought. So if you hold too tight to a prophetic word or a promise, you may miss the creativity of God and the freedom in God. So there's new hope. Now, listen, this is in Romans 5:5. It says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So we have the Holy Spirit. God is pouring out new hope right now. And many people had stopped hoping for some of these promises because it had been so long in coming. I just want to say it's safe to hope again. God is healing people with broken hearts, broken spirits. Yeah, and yeah, just keep pressing in, stay there. Here's some prophetic words. Things from 2006 and 2012 are coming right now. I heard God say this. Now, originally I heard 2012. It was on the last day of Passover I heard this word. But there's promises and things that were supposed to happen in both of them that got derailed or started and didn't make it, 2006 and 2012, for various reasons didn't come about or fully develop. The timing of those prophetic words are coming right now. for the and there's a verse, Habakkuk 2:3. For the revelation awaits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove it and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait on it. It certainly will come and will not delay. And this is what God is saying right now. Hold on, because there's some things that are going to be coming and being. Some of them might be repayment. Some things happened. Other people said no. Maybe there was some tragic things and something went haywire or whatever. But we just watch for this to happen. I looked in my prophetic journal and I found at least 7 major things from 2012 and several from 2006, including a grant we got for $125,000 that we gave back and because we just couldn't get it going. So take a look at that and see, because God's answering your prayers now. Listen, here's what I saw, that your solution has already been released from heaven. But it takes time to come into the natural. Notice that in Daniel chapter 10, it took 3 weeks for an angel to answer Daniel, to get to him, because there was a lot of opposition. There's spiritual warfare that will try to stop you when God releases something new. So that's why I just encourage people to always, just to always hold on and watch and see what happens. Here's another word I got, May 14th and 15th. These are two strategic dates. Write these down. May 14th and 15th will be a turning point in the spirit as God is blessing the things that, that you've done in the past, things, that you have given. There's many people who have given, you've done things behind the scenes. You haven't gotten the credit for it, different things like that. Watch this to happen, because also watch the 14th and the 15th to be a shift in the spirit. And things are going to begin to accelerate like never before. It might look strange, but trust God is going to be with you. Confirmation is going to come in a variety of ways for these things. So God spoke this to me. He spoke Psalm 115, 14 through 15. Listen, may the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. Verse 15, may you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, when I read this, these words jumped out with the verse numbers in it. And check this out, with the word may, the verse number, verse 14, may the Lord, verse 15, may the Lord. I literally heard in the spirit, literally out loud, I heard May 14th, reverse those, May 14th, May 15th. That's where this came from. Look it up, Psalm 115, verses 14 and 15. These are some of the things that God's going to begin to do and shift into place. And so watch for something radical to change at that time. Now, I've been talking about the wind of change. And if you haven't heard my prophecies over that, check those out on my website. In fact, last month in the Spirit Connection, I released the wind of change. Oh my goodness, it is blowing. The Holy Spirit's doing things. Every year at this time, I notice the wind of change angel, not the winds of change, the wind of change. This is a singular, it's a different angel that comes every year right around this time. And everything starts to accelerate at a higher pace after it starts to blow. The Jewish holiday, Passover, ended at sundown on April 30th. And so this year was the most powerful time I've had, absolutely hands down, in my life, no matter what. And I've had over 10 encounters with God since Passover started. And Passover went on for 8 days. And it ended just last Friday. So Passover is the time when God can give us instructions on how to get out of getting out of bad situations. I mean, if you look at the original one in Exodus 11 and 12, God gave Moses and the Israelites a strategy on how to let that destroyer pass over their houses, because the last day was plagues that were coming. That was, in other words, things that looked bad were actually used for good. And so the strategy they got was how to allow the spirit of death to pass over them freed them from slavery from the past 400 years. And so the 8 days of Passover is a time in which God will reveal the plan of the enemy and give you a plan from God to move into a new season. This is so important. Now, 8 days of Passover. Eight's significant because it's a number of new beginnings. And indeed, this is happening to many of us. Most people aren't aware of, most people aren't really aware of what's happening in the spiritual realm. Doesn't matter if you have a visitation like I'm talking about or not, because God's still doing it. As I look back at my prophetic journals, during the Passover season, I've noticed that there's a lot of spiritual warfare. There's opposition. There's resistance, just like Exodus 11, 12, 13. The same thing. We get this time. But I tell you, the month that followed every single Passover, if I go back, I wasn't even tracking this previously, but God just showed it to me. Every month that followed, in fact, the next few weeks right after the Passover, is an acceleration, an outpouring of strategies from God and different things happening. And this is before I even realized this. I was still writing them down. But most of the experiences, I had over Passover was for my own personal situation. But if you know me well enough, you know that God uses me this way. What I experience is often a prophetic word for everyone. So I want to share some of them in a moment. But the last minutes of Passover, I had the opportunity to spend the last day of Passover celebrating. I know that much is that you're really not on Passover. My understanding is on the last day, it's a time to celebrate. It's freedom. God's already done it. He's done it for you. And so believe, and believe and you'll receive, right? So God began to reveal things that are going to come. That's what he does during those 8 days. And on the last day, it's party time, right? So I was going through this. Passover ended Saturday, April 30th at sundown, which was 7:37 p.m. in Los Angeles time. And so I felt God tell me right close to sundown to blow a shofar at that moment and something would shift in the spirit. Wow, that's kind of weird. I own a shofar, but believe me, you do not want me to blow it because it would not be a... Anyway, it won't be a good shift in the spirit. I don't know how to blow a shofar. But God told me to, but I do know this, is I've found many good shofar videos on YouTube. So I found one, blew the virtual shofar right at 7:37, and a sudden blast went out in the spirit. And I got a download of revelation at that moment. And one of the things I heard was Isaiah 60. In fact, it was the first thing I heard was Isaiah 60. I was scrambling for a piece of paper to write a bunch of stuff down as it was coming. And Isaiah 60, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises up upon you, and the Lord appears over you." Wow, now first of all, let's just stop it. That's verses 1 and 2. God's doing something right now in what might seem like a dark time. He's going to rise up and he's going to cause his light to shine on you in a new way. Verse 3, "Nations will come to your light and kings to your brightness and to your dawn." This is both for us personally, by the way, and also for those who are pressing in right now to see change happening. So it's a corporate word as well, but it won't be automatic. You'll have to press into this one. So this is being released right now, and your cause, this is what I heard the Lord say, your message, your purpose that God brought you on earth for is now going to be start to be seen by others, and it's going to open up new favor for you. Verse 4, "Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you." So God, listen, the sons will come from afar, your daughters carried on their hip. God is drawing help to you, both in people, both angelic, heavenly resources are going to start moving towards the things that God's called you to do right now. And verse 5, "Then you will look and be radiant and your heart will throb and you'll swell with joy and wealth on the seas." Listen, this is a cool part. "The wealth on the seas will be brought to you, the riches of the nations will come. And these are places that you've sown in the past. These are things that God had stored up for you is now being released to you. And it's going to come. Notice it's on the sea, so it's going to come in waves. It'll come in on waves. And this is not just money, but this is answered prayer. This is love. This is blessing. This is favor. This is finances. It's what we need to be able to get a breakthrough in the kingdom right now. And so we're entering into a season of reaping. And this is like what this word says, is that your heart will throb with joy. It's going to bring a renewal that we need right now. So this is part of God's strategy to heal the broken hearts in May. I know it started with mine, and I've been able to travel and things like that. I've been kind of heartbroken over things. But you know what? I have been in joy since this shift happened last Friday night, Saturday night. My heart has been throbbing and swelling with joy that I know God's going to open things up. Verse 11, the last part of that verse, your gates will always stand open and they will never shut day or night, so that people may bring you the wealth of the nations, is what it says. Their kings led in triumphal procession, excuse me. A heavenly gate of financial flow and favor is opening right now, and the shift that's going to happen, it won't close. That we need to keep it open with, you know, by worshiping and doing things like that. But there's something opening in the heavenly realm. It's going to draw these things that you need. And as long as you stay focused on the Lord. Verse 22, I love this part. The least of you will become a thousand, and the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. God is raising up unknown people right now. These are the Josephs who, like in Genesis 41, who were in prison and then overnight came out of prison. These are the ones who you have had a calling, but things started to look opposite and you didn't know why. Things were shifting and changing. But God's saying something right now. He's going to do this swiftly. And we're going to see things start to come on the scene, and people start moving into their destinies much more quickly. So this is part of the prophetic word that I released in 2016. It was in my 2016 prophetic forecast and on my blogs about the 24-hour turnaround. And again, this is just like Genesis 41, where Joseph was in prison, and then next thing you know, 24 hours later, he's second in command of all of Egypt, and he's able to release God's strategies. Expect something that might not be at that level, but whatever level of influence God's given you, he's going to open up favor for you, and we can expect things to unfold. Isaiah 60:22. Read that part again. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. And you know what? I heard the Lord when this happened on the last day of Passover. I heard him say, that's why the wind of change has been here. And that's why it's going to go swiftly, because there's like swift angels that are coming to fulfill these things and to help move things into place. You know, I only focused on a few verses. I'd encourage you to go through the entire chapter of Isaiah 60 and grab hold of any prophetic promises you need, and go back and check your calendar, or your journal, and see if the months after Passover, or the weeks after Passover, or the month, didn't show you some sudden acceleration. Because right after this time, it's a powerful moment. As the shofar blasted, you know, I was wondering at that moment, boy, it was just, I mean, I had been kind of, I'd stayed home all day, and the last day of Passover, it wasn't like there was any exciting angels or anything. The presence of God was there, and I was just, you know, by faith doing this. And then suddenly that shofar blast happened and this download came. It took me 2 days to process all this stuff, and I'm releasing it out in the prophetic words, but I'm giving it to you right now. So I was wondering right then at 7:37 p.m. and the shofar blasted and I heard all this stuff, what came to my mind was, hey, I wonder what my daily prophetic word is for today. And so I actually was just sitting there, and I pulled out my iPhone, and I used Siri, and I asked Siri to look up hashtag daily prophetic, and gladly she did. In fact, that was April 30th. That was the last day of Passover. But what came up when I said, search or look up hashtag Daily Prophetic. And what came up was April 24th, 2016, which was not even that day. But it was so prophetic because this is what it said. God is not forgotten your situation, and hope is being restored to you. Listen, this is a confirmation. By the way, the daily prophetic words are not limited to one day. In fact, I tell people to look for it, like even in the week or a few days here, a few days there, and watch as God uses it. But check this out. Something 6 days before, God says, I have not forgotten your situation, and hope is being restored to you, which was the word I had gotten. So it was a confirmation. So one thing I always do after hearing God clearly, or even not so clearly, is to ask for a sign of confirmation in the natural realms. It's important that we know timing. And for me, it often takes 9 months, similar to the pregnancy period of a baby, for prophetic words to come about. I'm not saying that's you too, but like right now, I just went back through my August of last year, August 2015 journal, and I came up with a bunch of points that God had spoken, and now I'm looking for those, and wow, they're starting to come about right now. And that's just me. I've noticed that from that God usually bursts things in 9 months for me. Maybe it's different for you. But check this out. Sunday after Passover, things are going to start changing quickly, and I ask God for a confirmation. We need a breakthrough strategy here where we live, and we were being asked to move for our third time since we happened in 3 years of coming back to LA. We moved back here in 2013, and to minister into the arts and media, arts and entertainment and media industries and mountains here, and to do the things that God's called us to do. We were here previously, but God called us back, and we hit such a hard time. And so outside of LA, we have often been homeowners. We've had landowners. We've actually made money on our last two houses. We put it all back in the kingdom. And in fact, we've used up nearly all the money that we made on our personal house sale previously, just to afford the rent where we're living now. I'm not asking for money here. I'm just telling you what we've been walking through, because some people think that, hey, I'm talking about releasing financial strategies and giving money and whatever. I'm just saying that God is doing something right now. Hollywood's not cheap for us, but you know what? The payoff is huge. And I'm not building up to an offering, by the way. I'm just telling you some stuff. So coming back to LA and getting positioned, that's what it took, 3 years to get positioned for the arts and entertainment and media and music mountains here. And it took a toll on us. I've been sick, and we haven't had a place to settle. We were forced to move three times. And one of them, the landlord just decided to sell his condo because we're renting here because we can't afford yet to buy here in LA. But you know what? This was our time. They were going to ask us to move as another landlord. And we'd been here a year. We were being asked to move. But Sunday, after the shofar blast, the next day, that shifted. And we were offered to sign another lease as long as we wanted. Something shifted in the spirit. And I'm not blaming or saying fault here. I'm saying God's doing something. Don't give up. Sometimes breaking into darkness requires a battle and takes time. You know what? People were asking me too. Was it something I was doing wrong? Why have I had so much warfare? Well, sometimes it's when you're doing something right that you get warfare, and that you need to press in. So, being forced to move another time would have been way too much on us physically and financially. And we're at the age now, I'm just at the age 58 now, that I don't want to be moving like a college student anymore. It's nice to settle in the land. So the day after the Passover, we got our strategy, what I had called a stay in the land, to where we can stay here even though we don't own the place. But it was a sign that something shifted the next day. So I've gotten a lot of spiritual warfare here. Some people ask me, because they know what I'm going through here. I've had some stuff happen. And I, you know, I've had some serious, well, I mean, massive amount of warfare living here, even at this house. But at the same time, listen to me, at the same time, I had more heavenly encounters here than any place on earth. More than Moravian Falls, more than previously Santa Maria had trumped everything. But here in the City of Angels, where I live, just about 2 miles from Venice Beach, there's something going on right now. I'm just saying that whenever darkness rises up, it's an indicator that there's a strategic place here. If you're getting warfare, it's an indicator that it's strategic. And this is why, you know, we've been getting so much witchcraft and activity. And so I feel that God is calling us to battle and to battle for a place. Now, your situation might not be, might be different. That's why I'm trying to release this to you right now, so you'll understand things. This might be even for a job, for a relationship, whatever. Some of them might be that you just need to move on, but others, God's cause, He wants you to be positioned for something new. He's going to give you a confirmation. And so we could have easily backed down during that time, but we didn't. We got a breakthrough. And so things are starting to shift in the spirit right now. So this was all during Passover. And during the original Passover, listen, God also gave the Israelites a strategy for the destroyer to pass over, that spirit of death or whatever it was, to pass over. He gave them a strategy to get out of Egypt, where they had been in slavery for 400 years. He gave them a strategy to recover financially. The blessings recovered was fell all upon one generation. He also did amazing miracles in the book of Exodus, and that were significant for us today. And in Exodus 11, there was the final plague that was the spirit of death on the firstborn. This is what God spoke to me. The firstborn represents an attack on the generational calling that God has given you. The firstborn, this is a prophetic word. If it were a dream, what would it mean? The firstborn represents God's heritage for us. And Exodus 11 and or 12 and 13, we move from some radical miracles to, you know, into the Red Sea parting. They were freed up and things like that. So God did something. He accelerated their deliverance. It happened so fast. Listen, there's so much. Go back and look at these chapters and find out. It happened so much that they left their place in Egypt so fast that they didn't have time for their bread to rise. The dough didn't rise. So that's why Jewish people this day, they eat unleavened bread on Passover, because they didn't have time for their bread to rise. Well, God spoke to me that this year is a time of moving fast, just like that. Starting in May, God is going to do things suddenly. There's going to be suddenlies. There's going to be things, acceleration. And just as the attack was to try to take out the firstborn, it's going to also be a generational calling on your family. It's going to rise up. God's going to do something. He's going to do some miracles like He did when He parted the Red Sea with your situation. And it's going to happen quickly. Be flexible. Be ready. They had to be flexible. And so look for the most unusual things to happen as God begins to restore your generational calling. He's making room for you. Now, I just released this word on my blog this past week or two ago, that He is actually making room for you. And He makes room for your calling. And as you align, this is an important part about your destiny. In Proverbs 18:16, a man's gifts makes room for him and brings him before great men. Now, this is not just for men, but listen, your gifts are going to start making room for you. Just like Joseph ended up in front of someone great. It doesn't matter if it's how high up great, but God will bring you in front of someone. And this is just a time that God is aligning and he's realigning for significant impact into the things that are coming over the next few years. And this is why it's so important to be flexible. It's so important to be ready for change, because God's going to make room for you. I got this word, though. I got this over the last few weeks, and God's been giving me revelation about the rooms in heaven. And Jesus spoke significant things, I believe, that were misinterpreted about the future, about in heaven, about, you know, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you, Jesus says, and I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me so that you will be there where I am. John 14:2-3. Now listen, a lot of people think that's the second coming of Christ. It might be someday, but until then, God is doing this right now. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a room for you. Your gifts make room for you. And he says this, that he's going to come back and he's going to take you there. It's deeper intimacy. Jesus comes back. I believe these second coming prophecies that people are releasing is because they don't understand that Jesus is actually coming back all the time. He's returning in intimacy, power, and presence. And yes, someday there'll be the big one, but people are misunderstanding. Even the blood moon prophecies were not intended for the second coming of Christ, but for Christ coming again in our lives and with a revival. And so there are rooms in heaven. And Jesus said that in my Father's mansion are many rooms. And so there's rooms prepared for us. This is about the future and about now. So last January, I began having significant spiritual encounters. Sorry, I'm getting all excited here talking Italian. I've been having significant spiritual encounters with the various rooms in heaven. And they come in the form, these encounters come in the form of dreams and visions, similar to spiritual experiences. 2 Corinthians 12:2, the apostle talks about an experience that he had, and you can read that for yourself, but he didn't know whether he was in his body or not. Only God knows, but he had the encounter. That's somewhat what I have. And there's places in heaven that I see often. The one I see most often is the courtroom setting, where there are active petitions happening and being handled. I also have seen into the libraries in heaven. There's more than one. It's revelation. I've actually seen spiritual books open up about the revivals, about things to come. And most recently, over this last month, I've actually seen, now this is through dreams and visions, I've actually been seeing rooms in heavens that have family names written over them. They're generational callings and giftings that are being stored up for you by name. Sometimes a sin or a previous generational curse, you know, a family member that did something wrong could close these rooms off. But listen, this is why we need to get a strategy. Isaiah 45:3 speaks of this. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summoned you by name. That's that family name. Whether you're aware of it or not, your spirit is interacting with this. And I wasn't aware of it until just recently. But there are rooms in heaven with things being released. This is why genealogy is mentioned so much in the Bible. This is why it was important. Your generational calling is important. In most cases, like Abraham and David, it took more than one generation to fulfill them. And that's why we need to be able to get our identity in God. And very similar in Genesis chapter 26, Isaac had his identity in his father Abraham, but it was in chapter 26 that he actually got relocated due to a great famine, and God spoke to him and gave him his own identity, gave him his own plan. And so this is for us right now. There are generational callings, but there's also curses that come with them. Think of them as like Indiana Jones, Indiana Jones movie, and that these things are, you know, there's something really cool, treasure, and there's always some snakes or some stuff, bad stuff, trying to keep you from it. So people put too much emphasis on the generational ties and curses and not enough attention on the blessings to be removed. And so even if you've done generational healing in the past, do it again. I had done so much work, and I just did it again. I pressed back in and had some amazing discoveries over the last few weeks and months that's opened things up in my life like never before. I almost didn't know if I should share these things because people start thinking I'm crazy, you know, but here's something that just happened to me a few weeks ago. I know this is what God began to speak to me. I know that my grandfather on my mother's side of the family, I just don't know a lot about it. We knew that he was part Cherokee. We knew a little bit about that, but we didn't know a lot about him. And so, I mean, I've really done a lot of research over that time, but I was praying just a few weeks ago and I saw a door in heaven. Now, this is a door in heaven would be very similar to Revelation 4:1. It was a door that John had to go to come up here. Revelation 3:8 is another door. There's doors mentioned in heaven. And I knew this belonged, in this vision, this door belonged to my family, that side of the family, my grandfather. And I knew that behind that was an expansive amount of backlogged spiritual gifts, of finances, of things that hadn't taken place. In the vision, I tried to open the door, but it was being blocked. So I asked the Lord, you know, a few questions about the door. And it was apparent that in reality, this side of my family struggled with poverty. In reality, their inheritance got cut off. God showed me, listen, he showed me in the vision that in the 1500s, there was a man in England that was from this family line, from my grandfather, had done some bad things, and it cursed the family and cut off the good things. But so I received it by faith as I was praying. I asked forgiveness. You know, I did what you do if you don't know how to do that. You ask forgiveness on behalf of your family, and then you release that. So back in reality, into present time, I came out of the encounter and did some research. I Googled it. Huge shock. Listen to me. That morning, I found that there was a man. First of all, I had never found my that side of the family, and I found him. And not only this, a man from an ancestor on that family line in England in the 1500s was a governmental official who extorted people. He was excommunicated from the church for extortion. He was a tax collector. He died in poverty. He was very rich prior to that. All goes all the way back. And so this generational blessing stopped at that point, and then from there became generational curses. So this is happening. Again, I broke this. Now, I'm just praying that we'll see it. I wish I could share the other stories I'm going over here, but I just want to release this over you right now, that God is going to do something new. And so just get ready right now that God's going to open up a few things. First of all, he's going to open up the things that happened that have been held back through your generational line. And he's going to also open things up and bring you the repayment as you do this. So, Father, we just release now that wind of change at a new level. We release now the new things that are going to come. Yes, God, we just release that spirit of peace, that spirit of hope being restored. And right now, that blast in the spirit that's going to awaken these callings and reveal things that are going to start coming in dreams, visions, confirmations, emails, whatever. And so, Father, we just open those things up right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, listen, the wind of change is has been blowing things into place. And as it happens, it might blow up some debris. And so I release this one last word I have to release. I know this is 40 minutes of words. I actually left half, a good quarter of them out. It's because, like I said, I had 10 encounters. There's a lot to fit in here. But here's what I released in my 2015 prophetic forecast, by the way. If you don't have it, it's still good. In fact, it's got a 7-year strategy. But I released this, and this was last year, that the wind of change was going to continue to blow, and it would revive many people who've been wounded by negative Christians, churches, bad church experiences. Many wounded warriors, listen, have been taken out and were lying on the kingdom battlefield with no one to attend them. And it was by friendly fire that had gotten them there. But I saw these wounded warriors lying on the ground with no one to help them. But the wind of change, which is coming right now, begin to strengthen and they begin to rise up with new vision. I just want to say this, is that you're going to rise up. Many of you listening to me right now are going to rise up with new vision. So Father, we just say yes to that and activate it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I don't usually do this long, but remember my website, DougAddison.com. And also consider donating to us, becoming a partner. Those partners are people who donate every month. You get a weekly update, insider update from us. And also, we do a monthly partner activation video, 10% off of your purchases. And plus, we pray for you. And you can be part of helping us change the world through God's love and power in such a new way. And you can do that or give a one-time gift. We try to keep these webcasts free. And so Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison, Daily Prophetic, hashtag Daily Prophetic. Also, don't forget about my free ebook that is available, How to Hear God's Voice Clearly for Yourself. Hey, now listen, I've got a couple of announcements. I want you to write this down. We're going to get into the last about 20 minutes or so of Q&A. But save this date. It's in 2 weeks, May 18th, Wednesday, at 6 p.m. In fact, that's the same as this time right now, 2 weeks from now. My team and I are putting together a free webinar for you. And one of the number one questions I get asked is, how do I know if what I'm hearing from God is from myself? Is it from God or is it from the enemy? So I'm doing a free webinar called The 5 Ways to Know Whether You're Hearing from God or Another Source. Normally, we charge for these webinars, but we want to do this one for free because I want to give some good stuff because I believe God wants to open new things up to you. There will be a registration that will open next week, even though it's free. Look for it on our email list. If you don't not on that, go below or social media. Also, hey, drum roll, please. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book called How to Flip Your Financial Future. In fact, it's being released tonight on this webcast. And because of my health challenges, I've not been able to release a book in over 2 years, 3 years almost, actually. And I've released two just this year. So in 2009, I was in Cape Town, South Africa, and I had a week full of encounters with angels that rocked my world. I was invited to speak at a conference. This is why I was there. I had actually prophesied over a man from South Africa, a businessman, and I released this strategy over him that allowed him, we acted on it, and allowed him to net $1 million in 8 months. Well, here's the thing. When they called me down there to be part of this conference to release this, we were $50,000 in debt ourselves as a ministry, and we have debt personally. So, yeah. I felt like I wasn't qualified, but before all the meetings, God would come in and give me a download. One meeting that I released a financial strategy, I got these kingdom financial strategies during that meeting. And this is kind of like the hybrid of that, on how to get out of debt, how to make more money, how to use biblical principles, things like that. So we're going to be doing a special, I believe, this is the time, just want you to know, this is a time like never before to be positioned financially. And so if you buy it by Wednesday, May 11th, you'll be put into a drawing to win a 30-minute breakthrough session with me. And you'll get, you can go to DougAddison.com/financial-book or click on the link here or just go to DougAddison.com and check it out. All right. So everybody, we've got, I think Pam is in the chat room with me. Let me just shift gears and get over there to where that is. I didn't expect to go 45 minutes, but I don't know about you, but it felt rich to me. I felt the presence of God very, very strong. And so, here we go. We do have some Q&A. And some questions, but I just got to find out where they start because I just accidentally just really zoomed too hard on the mouse button. So let me go to the end. All right. Ooh, boy. Questions here. Here's some questions. Here's one from Debbie. In the way of finances, how is God moving? You know, we live paycheck to paycheck and an apartment and only one vehicle. So, you know what? This is what I've been trying to say in the book. But in the book, I talk about ways to make extra money using the internet. And there are ways. This is what we did. We got out of debt. We got strategies to knock that $50,000, to knock the $30,000. We got out of debt and we began to do it. Didn't happen overnight, but we put the principles in place. There are things that you can do right now. You know, you can make extra money on the internet. You can do some different things. Stay with it. You know, if you're not, if you haven't read any of Dave Ramsey's material, at least start there. Start doing the baby steps and begin to open up from there. Here's one from Mary. What can we do to receive the blessings of this season? Well, I call it positioning yourself. And positioning yourself is saying, yes, God, first of all, yes to what God wants. It's coming into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. What I do to position myself for the blessings right now, I have a current list of things I'm asking for. In my journal, I write these things down. I do a couple of verses that match those, and I begin to proclaim those. And that's what I've been doing is beginning to decree the word over those. That's one way to, because that's what we're in right now. So there's tons of ways to line up. That's one of them. Here's a question from RGL. How did you know that you were called to a prophetic ministry? Well, that's a good question, because usually it's, you know, we all have access to all the gifts because we have the Holy Spirit. There's been some teaching in the past where you have one gift, you know, look for your one gift. But Jesus and his disciples all operated in all the gifts. So we all can prophesy, but we aren't all called to prophetic ministry or to be a prophet. You'll notice, though, if you are called to it, you'll notice that you're starting to do it. You're starting to feel things for people. Especially if you're called to prophetic ministry, you're getting words, you're getting senses, you're getting something for the people. And if you're not, it's time to activate it and see what happens. Good question. Here's one from Jay Turner. I used to have prophetic dreams from the Lord, and now I hardly have them. I miss them. Well, here's what I recommend, is that if you used to dream and you don't anymore, ask God now to activate it. I always do a few different things. I say, God, give me a dream. I bet you're already dreaming, but it's sealed away. And so put a paper and pencil next to your bed just in case he gets one. Even if it's a snippet, that's what I want you to do. Activate even a snippet. My dream last night was only a sentence, but I wrote it down, and that will break you through. So God, we pray that you would activate that in the people who need dreams and the prophetic dreams in Jesus' name. Here's one from Meredith, a question. How do we love and still have our own boundaries? I don't believe living with someone is the same as being married, but I want to show love. Well, you just show love. That's the thing is, and I'm just so baffled. I'm not sure where in the Bible, I'm not judging you, Meredith, but I'm hearing so many Christians, they've been taught something that isn't even, it's almost not biblical in the sense of compromise, they call it, about separating yourself out from the world. And they're not understanding that we can't separate ourselves out from the world. We don't want to have the world in us. We want the Lord in us. But we got to let our love overflow. Study the life of Jesus, please, everybody. Study the life of Jesus and watch how he interacted with unbelievers. He didn't judge anybody, ever. Even the adulterous woman came. And in John 8, the adulterous woman was brought to him because they were trying to get, the religious people were trying to get him to answer a theological question to trap him. And that's happening today. But you know what? Read it. It's not a theological issue. It was a person. And Jesus said, let the person without sin cast the first stone. That's your first step, Meredith, and everybody. Let the person without sin cast the first stone. And that Jesus said that we should love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our might, and love our neighbor as ourself. And so this is the time where you can easily love people without agreeing. They already know you don't agree with them. And let's just talk about things you do agree with. I have my office purposely. I put my office in a place. That's where I write and do things. I put it in a public place so that I'm honest to be in there like Jesus was. If you get isolated in a church only, you're not going to understand the real needs of people. You're not going to see it. So I encourage everybody just to, you know what, just lighten up a little bit, everybody. And you don't have to make a big deal about what you don't believe in. What people should know is what we do believe in, and that's love. Honestly, yeah, I don't know if you can catch that. All right, so to shift that, to reposition that for all of us, is begin to find things in people that you might not agree with. Find good things in them and connect with them. Here's another one. Good question, by the way, Meredith. Julie has this one. How do you figure out our generational calling? Well, here's what I do. In one way is you go through and make a list of the things that you see your family members doing. Now, either good or bad. You make a list of good things that was in the family, and you may make a list of the negative things. Now, just because they're negative, honestly, I've got a gift to be able to, I can look at someone and tell where generational calling, or, you know, what generation, what side of the family it came through, and I ask a question. You know what? 95% of the time when I do that with a Christian, when I say, wow, there's something on your mother's side. Listen, there's something on your mother's side of the family. And they say, yeah, but they were terrible. You know, they did all these things. And I'm like, hold on. That's a sign. Why would the enemy work overtime unless there's a calling? You know, that's why the enemy has hit so hard on some people's lives. There's parts of my family where there was alcoholism, there was a divorce, there was an involvement in the occult. There was all that stuff going on. But I redeemed it. I said, hey, I bet there's something in here. So I begin to write the opposite of these callings and go back through, like I've just recently did, even on the side with the Cherokee. I've been able to redeem some of that stuff. It took some time. But first of all, make a list of the good things and make a list of the negative things. And begin to ask God to show you what it is that there's in your calling. It's a short answer for a very big teaching. But anyway, I didn't read the rest of this. What if I was adopted and I can't find my genealogy? It doesn't matter. God will speak to you. I didn't know mine because my family had died. A lot of them died of Huntington's disease. I didn't know mine. I did mine by dreams in 2002. God showed me dreams. You'll be grafted in. And so to do generational healing is something that's really important right now. And so to do that, I can't really walk you through this. But how do we do generational healing? Ask forgiveness on behalf of your family. You know, like when I saw that guy from the 1500s who extorted people, God, I ask forgiveness. And on behalf of me and my generational line, I ask forgiveness for anything that had happened. Now, God, I ask your blessing to the things to come forward. It's really not that complicated at all. You can Google it and find all kinds of prayers on it. If we can't remember our promises from 2006 to 2012, does that mean we won't get them fulfilled by God if you don't remember? No, God's doing that. My word was God is bringing these things, whether you know it or not. That's what I say to people. God's speaking all the time. He's doing stuff whether you know it or not. Now that I'm bringing this to your attention, you're going to want to write things down because it really, really matters. God works over time, but yes, he's going to bring those about in your life. All right, let me find this. Shannon has this question. Why does God speak in riddles and when we ask for clear direction? Well, I don't know. It's been in the Bible the whole time. They even pulled Jesus aside in Matthew 13 and says, why do you speak in parables? He even answered in a parable. It was a trip. You know, and he said, because the secrets of the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, Shannon, and the rest of us, but not to them, not to those who don't understand the things of God. Jesus said this. He wants to open up the mysteries, but he's looking for someone who will understand it. He often encodes it so the enemy doesn't get a hold of it, number one. Really, you'll get less warfare. Also that the hungry will go after it. And also that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. This is three of the things I've seen. And it's really cool to understand God's hidden language. And I've got a lot of new training coming out on that. And things that you can watch for. Really good. All right, this is from Mo. Can a new beginning be bad? I don't know. I guess if you look at everything, put it this way. Let me just say this. It depends. Everything you see in your life is interpreted through your lenses. So if I told you how much negative things I go through, how sick I have been, how bad I feel, if I focus on that, that's all I'm going to see. But you know what? God has something new. And even if it's bad, you got to understand it's not God's will. Let me answer this, Mo. Even if something's bad, that is not God's will. So if something bad is happening, you'll need to see that. This is why I always say flip it and flip it good, because God's will is opposite and you might have to battle for it. And that's why we're seeing the negativity in the world right now. It's our call to stand up and become the Isaiah 60, where arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is going to shine upon you in the darkness. And so if you're seeing negativity, I would bet it's not God's will, and something is opposite of that for you. All right, here's one from PJ. What should you do if you are, let me get my glasses on, if you're being slandered and gossiped by a church leader? Well, that's a good question. And if you're being slandered or gossiped by anybody, I would recommend forgiving them. You know, and Jesus said to forgive those, he said to pray for those who persecute you. And, you know, we need to forgive people. And first of all, I would confirm, don't go by hearsay, because that's what, you know, in fact, I'm getting something here in the spirit, but I just want to make sure that you're very careful. Listen, everybody, if you don't hear it from the person, I dismiss it. I honestly do, because it's gossip unless you hear it directly from the person and you can call. Now, believe me, many people have been hurt doing this. You know, they go back and they say, hey, I hear that, they call the church leader or they text them or whatever, email, say, I hear that you're saying these things about me. Is it true? And they may say yes, but at least you got it from them. First of all, cut off gossip. Sounds like there's a spirit of gossip, which is a killer. Oh my goodness. It's terrible. And it causes dissension. It causes division. And so we want to break those things off. But the other thing is to learn to forgive and move on if you can. All right. So I got one more question here, and then we're going to wrap it up. And let's see, Carolyn. Let's see. Here, from Carolyn. For the month of May, is the change here, or is there something that we have to do in preparation? Well, there's always some type of interaction that you're going to need. Things are starting to happen in May and are going to unfold over the next few months. And you know what? Again, I'm giving general words because I'm a times and seasons prophet. And I give general words, like my daily prophetic words. They don't mean something fully for everybody on every day. Same with my monthly words are like that. But I tell you something, I get so much feedback that it's in the ballpark, at least. And that, so don't be discouraged if you don't see everything happen just the way you might think it should happen, but keep pressing in. Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm going Italian here again. Hope I didn't disconnect anything. Hey, our time's run out. Thank you, Pam and Jenny and Amber in the chat room. And so remember, we've got the Flip Your Financial Future book on sale. This is a book and the ebook and the Kindle version, all out there that'll help you be able to get a breakthrough. And mark your calendar for the next 2 weeks for May 18th, as we're going to do a webinar to help you to be able to develop the ability to hear God, yourself, or the enemy. That's the frequently asked question I get. All right, let's pray. God, we just release this right now. All the words and even the questions that didn't get answered, I just ask you to activate these things right now, and that you would bring confirmation to the time and the season that each one of us are in specifically right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. All right, everybody. Remember that my website is DougAddison.com, and check it out on Facebook and Twitter as well. And guess what? We will see you on the internet. Bless you guys.